Check. That sounds good. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Americana Night at the Blue Moon. How about those Nahila Hila boys?
Yeah. Like to,
it's Americana Night, but we play a lot of songs by the band. Four out of five of those gentlemen were Canadian. So welcome to our Polynesian counterparts of the USA. On the member of our band, Mr. Sleepy Joe Rodriguez. Has a Mexican-American heritage. Did you know that Canadians resent the American use of the word America to relate to the United States? Welcome to Americana Night at the Blue Moon. How about a little folk country, blues and bluegrass?
I'm going out on the highway, sipping them big trucks wide.
Thank you.
Telecaster.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, it really does. Yes, folks, we're the Lost...
For the lap steel.
We're the Lost River String Band. We're the band that won't go away. We play folk country, blues, and bluegrass. How about a little typical vitriolic Dylan folk song?
Selling. to see the frowns on the jugglers in the crowd. And they all did their tricks for you. You never understood that it ain't no good. Shouldn't let other people get your tricks for you. He's trying to grow borders with your diplomat. Got nothing, we got enough.
stripe, because your black stripe tape would be the orange button. The black stripe button. How about Rebel Bill and DJ Stripe?
Better.
Okay. What do you think, Joe? Here, play this for a second. Let's see if we can hear you. Yeah. It's not too loud, but it's at least medium. So we got key D, guys.
There you go.
Sound good.
$10 bill. So ride, ride, ride. So folks, I heard this delightful song from the Lovin' Spoonful in 67 or 68. Turns out they got it from Lightnin' Hopkins, but he got it from Prince Albert Hunt and the Texas Ramblers. This is a 30s swing band song.
Prince Albert!
I get my booze in the bottle.
Let's hear that. Song on the mysteries of life. For the cost of a beer, you get the entire mysteries of life explained, a la Blind Blake, whom Ralph Cooter got it from.
There's just one great mystery, only one thing bothered me, and that's Diddy wanted it. Thank you. church. Said I talk about Diddy Watt, Diddy too much. What's Diddy Watt, Diddy?
Diddy Watt, Diddy.
Basically, the hippie bluegrass players somehow convinced the Grand Ole Opry to sit down to an excellent album. It contained still the best exposure I've ever had to bluegrass. Another one recently was Bruce Springsteen did a Pete Seeger tribute album, which included songs such as
Erie Canal.
Erie Canal was on there. Climbing Jacob's Ladder was on there. Oh, Mary, Don't You Weep.
Any murder songs?
Any murder songs? No.
Pretty Polly?
You could go to Doc Watt. Doc Watson managed to make an album with nothing but murder songs. I try to avoid them. And another major album that comes to mind, Steve Earle's treatment of Towns Van Zandt album called Towns comes to mind. There's one other that's rather important. It's escaping me at the moment. How about a little Hank Williams song, folks?
Yeah.
Lap it up.
Now when I walk by, all people say, there's another guy on that lost highway.
By the way, Hank Williams did not write the song, and he died at the age of 28, but eerily autobiographical.
Right, somebody wrote it for him. I mean, they prophesied. Okay.
Folks, we're going to do another song, and we're going to go find some water to drink. How about a song of Cajun love by Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
Far behind.
The guy who brought us all here is going to desert us. That's right, you pass